I don't know how far I fell. Like a dream, it seemed to take an eternity, but was over all at once. I awoke in a place that I can hardly describe even now. Cold, damp, dark, empty, but with the gnawing sensation of being watched from all sides. I could see nothing, not the ground nor my hand even right before my face. I stood up slowly and wondered aloud.
Am I dead? Is this hell?
This is what you are.
The answer echoed from all around me.
Who is that? Who are you?
You question what you already know.
My hair stood on end, my chest tightening. I was terrified.
What do you want from me? What is this place?
Do you not recognize? Have you so easily forgotten?
Is this hell?
Hell? No. Where you find yourself is where you find yourself.
How do I get out of here?
Look to the eye.
My glance darted across the abyss. I could see nothing but felt a presence closing in around me. The air was suffocating.
What eye? I can't see anything.
And that is the source of your misfortune.
Please, just let me...
I was at once overtaken by something I could only express to be the most anguish I had ever endured. My body racked, a searing pain permeated me to the bone. I fell to the ground, screaming out.
What? What's happening?
It is finally time.
Please, stop!
I held my chest, wrenched over myself in agony. I felt my entire body pierced from the inside out with a million needles, my jaw stretched forward. My arms and legs began to bend and grow, my fingertips burst open to reveal claws. My lower back erupted to loose a long tail, antlers broke forth from my skull, and the bones of my feet crushed themselves into cloven hooves. I cried out again.
Why? What's happened to me?